Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of our Easter Sunday morning edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m. And you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And, of course, you can stream us live. Go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Upper Left, and then Listen Online. You'll be set up to stream the show. And, boy, I'm a little out of breath because we have fun. It's so much fun to be in the studio and everybody to dance with. And oh, it's a lot of energy to go to Monaco and then come back and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, I don't know, Nathan, but I think the Lasers were doing they were a lot better today than they've been for a long time. They did stuff I've never seen it do before.
Oh, I just started it in the middle of the video, so we got a little different portion of the.
Oh, is that what it was? Yeah. Well, it's better than at the beginning because there was more stuff than I. Than
it I've could also be with the TV too, with the way it changes the video. It, you know.
Well, it looked really good and clear. You know, it wasn't weird. Anyway, it was really great. So I don't know what you did, but it was better than it usually is. So. That must be our Easter Sunday blessings. We're making everything better around here. Anyway, it is, what is it? It's BEST, Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique, Neuroenergetic Balancing, Rasmussen Reset, and Energy Code Sunday here. Dr. Nels Rasmussen's here. Linda Rasmussen's here in the studio. Stacy's not in her studio because she's in Monaco having a wonderful time. We were already there this morning. And Nathan's here, of course, and he's doing double duty answering phones. So if you call in, he may just put you on hold. You'll hear the show in your ear. Although he's getting pretty adept at talking silently here in the studio and then going back and forth. So he will get your calls. And we've still got Bettina on the line.
Yep.
Do we? So we are going to finish the call we started in the previous hour. We got the animals taken care of, Dr. Nils, but we didn't have time for Linda to take care of Bettina. So welcome back to Animal World, Bettina.
Thank you.
There you are, still with us. So I'm going to turn you over to Linda.
Hi, Bettina. Linda. Yeah. So did you have something in particular? I don't need to know what it is, but did you already have something in your mind you wanted to work on when you called today?
I didn't, but now I do.
Oh, okay. Very good. So put your attention on that. And as you're doing that, just notice how you feel.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, and then set that aside and put your attention on the feeling of satisfied. And the number three. Mm-hmm. And your eyes are going to be open and looking down toward your heart. So you're going to keep your head level and just roll your open eyes downward as though you could see into your heart. And take a deep breath in and hold your breath in as long as it's comfortable to do that. And then get a new breath when you need to.
All right, Bettina, your eyes are closed, or your eyes are open, mm-hmm. and you're looking down towards your heart. And you've taken in a deep breath, hold it as long as you comfortably can. And then, of course, exhale and replace that breath anytime you need to. All the while, you're thinking satisfied, and the number three. Satisfied, three. Satisfied, three. Satisfied, three.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Bettina. And with your eyes still open, you're going to incline your head and look down towards the earth and then let your head rise to a comfortable position and then bring back into your thoughts what you were thinking about. There's a little more to do, so I'm going to have you stay on that, still thinking about that, aware of how you feel. There may be more than one feeling, but just noticing whatever it is. And then setting that aside, focus on the feeling of honest. Mm-hmm. Honest and the number three. Your eyes are closed and looking up at the right side of your forehead. Your breathing will be to take a deep breath in and then exhale completely, keeping your breath held out as long as it's comfortable to do so. And let the breath back in as soon as you need to.
All right, Bettina, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the right. You've exhaled all your air and holding it out as long as you comfortably can, but taking another breath and then letting it out again whenever you need to, thinking honest, and the number three. Honest, three. Honest, three.
Perfect. Breathe normally with your eyes open, looking down towards the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position, and then returning to what you were thinking about, just with some awareness of how you feel right now as you think about it. Perfect. That is complete.
Yay.
And the word honest, just by itself, is your affirmation. And the solar plexus is where this energy is going to be most helpful. So you might even think about multiple times a day, just placing the feeling of honest in the palm of whichever hand you choose, and just gently placing that on the solar plexus, and then breathing in and out through that hand, just knowing that you're amplifying the energy of honest. And that solar plexus is our place of personal power. And a lot of times when this word is helpful to us, it's when we haven't in the past felt like it was safe for us to be honest. And so we really want to know that even if it feels a little risky, being honest is part of our personal power.
Hmm. Oh, that's so spot on. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, I'm glad you appreciated, Bettina, and thanks for calling in to Animal World today. And you have a wonderful Easter, and wonderful Easter blessings to Luna and Skeeter as well. Anything? Did you want to add anything else about animals, Dr. Nels,
or
Bettina? We're all good. All right.
Right.
Okay, thanks. Bettina. You have a great afternoon. Thank you. God bless.
Bye bye.
All right, I think, what are we, the first time with no phone callers for
the
moment?
Yeah, we're clear on the phone lines. That means if you call in right now, you get a fast pass to the show. We'll take you as quickly as possible.
Yeah, yeah, we still got time for phone calls. So if you've been on the fence or didn't want to wait, well, you don't have to wait now. You can get right through. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. 888-298-5569. Well, let's see. As long as we don't have callers, then I can go back to my beginning and the things I'm going to talk about. Oh, well, and I haven't mentioned it since the first hour. So homework for you guys out there in listener land. It is time for the 2023 annual KKNW listener survey. And so we would love it if you guys would take the time to participate. And KKNW is even going to bribe you a little bit and give you a chance to win something if you do. And you can go to 1150kknw.com, or you can go to marthanorwalk.com, click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll also take you to the 1150kknw.com. Now, the survey's on the homepage, and it says quick survey is what you're looking for. And you just click on that. And then you go through the process of doing the little survey, and you get to help with, you know, the powers that be and the programming coming up for the year. So you get to tell them the shows you like or don't like and all that sort of stuff. And it's very helpful to them. And as an added incentive to get you to do it, if you fill out the survey, you get a chance to win a round trip passage for two on the Victoria Clipper to Victoria, B.C. Oh, I just think that'd be phenomenal, and especially if you'd be able to arrange it in time to be at Bouchard's Gardens up there at the loveliest times of the year. So I think that's hot. And forgot to tell you, I think in that first hour, Nathan, you also get, besides the Clipper trip, you get $100 gift certificates to Famous Dave's Restaurant.
That's part of it as well.
No, I don't know. I know Famous Dave's Bread, but I don't know Famous Dave's Restaurant. But you say
it's a barbecue place.
It's a barbecue place. Linda, you're nodding your head. Do you know where it is?
No, I know the bread. I don't.
Yeah, you okay? We all know the bread. I don't think it's related. I don't think they're related, but I don't know. But anyway, Famous Dave apparently has restaurants too.
Mm-hmm. I know the closest one, at least to my knowledge, is in Tukwila.
Ah, okay. So they're around. All right. So you get food, and you get water and boats going to Victoria. Anyway, it sounds wonderful. So please take the time. Go to 1150kknw.com. Fill out the quick survey, and we appreciate it. All righty. Now, of course, it is Easter today. So I didn't spend a lot of time this year going up to Easter telling you to not get bunnies and chicks for Easter. You know, I hope that we've all learned that lesson, and it's not a wise thing to do. If you did pick up bunnies or chicks live for Easter, then please be responsible with them. And You know, bunnies can make really incredible pets, and they can be house-trained, litter-box-trained, just like kitties. And I had rabbits as house pets for a number of years. I had a rabbit lived in the house with me and two that lived in the yard. And they can be great, and they can be spayed and neutered, just like dogs and cats and all that good stuff. Chicks, on the other hand, well, you can have backyard chickens now in Seattle and all that sort of things. And a lot of people do that, you know, and have your eggs and so forth. But now, and I have to say, I have been recently kind of looking at stuff of chickens as pets. Because Dr. Nels, you will appreciate this. And I think we told you about it, maybe, I don't know, but at some time on the air, you know about, you know, our listener Cindy out in the Salton Basin. And that one of her chickens was almost killed by the rest of the chicken pack during the winter. And so she had to bring the chicken into the house. And she named the chicken after her deceased mom. So The chicken is Darlene.
All right.
And Darlene's living in the house with Cindy and Emily Dog. And then, of course, we have the Crystal Lucky Kitty, the feral that... Oh, and Crystal has now been in the house into her cubbyhole with the door closed for like a minute. But then she asked if the door open. And anyway, so she's integrating into the house, which Cindy's doing amazing work. But the reason I've been thinking I had chickens on my mind is that the last time Cindy called in, I think this must have been the third Sunday of last month when Natasha was on. I think that's when we were talking. And we were talking about what Cindy might do to make life better for Darlene. And we were talking about whether Darlene could be integrated back in with the flock. And Natasha's sense at this point, Nels, because, you know, Nels and your wife, Martha, knows a lot about chickens, and you guys do chickens.
Right.
So we on the sidelines have been, Cindy's been picking Dr. Nels and Martha's brain about the chickens and that kind of stuff. Well, she hadn't been able to integrate Darlene back in after her feathers grew back and all of that. She tried it once, and they attacked her right away. So Natasha, we were talking about, well, maybe you could have a separate pen and Darlene, and then she could raise some baby. Anyway, none of that is possible. So, but I was thinking, you know, Darlene needs more than just being in a cage in the house. And so then I started after the show, and I'm remembering, you know, all the stories I've read and that I've posted and I've shared on Facebook about chickens being pets.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm thinking about that, and there's got to be a way. And then, lo and behold, I get home and I go to my computer. You know, I'm very guided in what I do. So the first thing, when I get home after that show last month, I go sit down in front of my computer, and I go on and I check Facebook, and the first post that comes up on my feed is this video story of this news reporter somewhere in the country in the middle of winter where there's snow everywhere, and he's outside doing a snow report for the air for TV, and a chicken shows up. And this chicken, a big chicken, just comes walking into the thing, and it's hiding in the bushes and out in the. And he's thinking, "Oh my God, the chicken's going to freeze to death." He can't. So anyway, he tries to catch this chicken, and he can't catch it. And then another guy, and finally, they corral and he catches the chicken. And then he finds a plastic container in his car he can put it in, and home he goes with this chicken. Well, then apparently he was having maybe some depression issues and so, but anyway, he made this chicken into a pet, the chicken, you know, and it shows him bonding with this chicken, and then this chicken immediately bonding with him, and then he can take the chicken anywhere. And he goes outside, the chicken follows him everywhere he goes. So the chicken's going on walks, the chicken does radio and TV with him on his shoulder and all, and he's got a little vest, and I'm thinking, whoa. And so I'm thinking, this is no coincidence. So I'm on the phone calling Cindy and saying, hey, we need to get Darlene a vest and a leash, and you need to start taking her out and cuddling her and carrying her around. And anyway, we're in that process now.
All right.
Okay. So I got on Amazon and ordered a little harness for the chicken and a leash, and then and so Cindy's been working on that. It doesn't quite anyway. Then she made a trip out to get some Velcro because last conversation she was going to customize the vest so it fit her and was a little more comfortable. But just so you know, she's turning Darlene into a chicken pet. And I, you know, Cindy's done remarkable things with animals. I mean, she went on a trip a couple of years ago before Lucky Kitty passed, and she took her dog and her cat Lucky with her up to Canada. I mean, hundreds of miles up into the middle of nowhere. And we told you about it on the air. And, you know, and she traveled with the dog and the cat. You know, the dog's her service dog, but the cat. And all this stuff, and she's out in the middle of nowhere, and the cat comes what it's called, will only go in. Anyway, wonderful. Anyway, so she's done. I see her now maybe driving around not only with herself and her service dog, Emily, but with Darlene on her shoulder on the seat. But so anyway, Darlene's becoming a pet, so we'll have wonderful chicken updates as we go.
Yes. Oh, I have seen a neighbor girl in my area went in our local Darrington parade a couple of years ago, and she was walking her two leash-trained chickens. And she was like the hit of the whole thing. Her, you know, cute little redhead girl with these cute little chickens just trotting along right with her on leashes. It was great.
Now, and then I remembered, I don't know if any of you watch America's Got Talent, but I remembered, and I don't know if it was last year or whenever, but one of the America's Got Talents, one of the acts was this little girl and her flock of chickens. And she had an agility course set up, and the chickens would go through the agility course and over the ramps and through the tunnels and climb the ladders. But she was luring them with food the whole time. And then when they got done with the chicken agility course, she had a little band of instruments set up. So each chicken then would go to their instrument. You know, and one's on the piano, and one's on the drum, and one's on the cymbal. Anyway, so each chicken would go through the agility course and then go to its little instrument, and then they all banged and played there. So then he had a little chicken concert, and it was the cutest thing. So, you know, I told Cindy about all of that, and now you got to find, I think she was just probably using like just cracked corn or something to lure them with the food. So now you got to start teaching Darlene a chicken agility and all that stuff. So anyway, so I gave Cindy a lot of homework to do with chickens. And Nathan hasn't left the room, so I think we're still phone call free. Let's go ahead and, even though we're over time already, let's take care of advertisers, and then we'll come back. I've got to go back to Easter, we might be able to talk about that documentary. We've got to get current events in, too. But if you're just still thinking, I sure would like a session, a freebie, well, get on the phone now, because after a while, it's going to be too late here. If you want to get, so you got, was his last call for phone calls and treatments for you or your animal friends, 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527, or 1-888-298-5569. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
East West and Ananda present Joy Is Within You, an afternoon immersion into a life of meditation and yoga. Saturday, May 6th, from 11:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. in person in Bothell. Featuring a yoga demo, storytelling from ancient India, live music, meditation instruction, East West and Ananda farm shopping, afternoon tea and refreshments, and a talk from UN Global Peace Ambassadors Naya Swamis Jyotish and Davy Novak to free yourself from worries, habits, and limiting beliefs. Learn more and register for this free event at anandawa.org.
This is Sue Rose Minahan inviting you to tune in to Talk Cosmos, Sunday, April 9, 1 p.m. Pacific Time for Archetypal Symbols, Weaving the Solar Eclipse Aries Dynamics. Our story begins as we journey through Sabian symbol metaphors, numerology, tarot, Yorish, lunar mansion, and sometimes Mayan astrology. So come journey with us on Talk Cosmos, Sunday, April 9, 1 p.m. on KKNW.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Alternative Talk 1150, talk radio for the body, mind, and soul.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're midway through the last hour of our Easter Sunday edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Alrighty, let's see. We heard from the wonderful Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and special announcement by the big event that's coming up on Saturday, May 6th, out at the Blue Lotus Temple and Yoga Hall in Bothell. They're just on the Bothell Everett Highway, just south of the 405 interchange in the Canyon Park area. So easy access. Great day. The spiritual directors of worldwide, Ananda, and officially UN peace ambassadors, Naya, Swamis, Jyotish, and Devi will be here and will be doing the keynote address and speak that day. They're also our wonderful doctor of yoga, Morley Venkatro, will be there. He's going to lead a yoga demonstration and all that for you. And then there's going to be a storytelling with Morley when he, you know, I could listen to him read the phone book. You know, his voice is so mesmerizing in that Indian accent, and he knows so much about, you know, the histories and these stories, and when he tells them, it's mesmerizing. So he's going to do a storytelling thing, and then there's going to be food, and Ananda Farms is up, and all produce and all the great products and everything, and then Jyotish and Devi speaking. Anyway, I'm just letting you know, I've marked the day out on my calendar. I'm not scheduling a session. I will be there, so I would love to meet you. So check it out, anandahua.org, and you can get the details. And, of course, it's free. Okay, that's in all of our price ranges. So free Saturday, May 6th. And then if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we would love to have you join our Animal World family of advertisers. And if you'd like to know more, just shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Now, we also heard from our wonderful Dr. Nels Rasmussen and his healing ministry for animals. And apparently, Dr. Nels, you've done some updating and so forth with your website. So what's going on?
Yes. So now people can actually buy my home video course for the Rasmussen Reset, which is... I also call it the basic reset when we're doing the work here on the show.
Right.
And that's what helps reset the fight or flight system, which, of course, helps with things like anxiety and fear and, you know, helps the animal be calmer. But it also often helps with digestive issues because digestion takes a back seat to fight or flight.
Exactly.
So the reset's quite a little asset. And you can, the course shows you how to do it on dogs and cats. You can treat a horse like a great big dog, and you'll be just fine doing the same thing.
Yeah, I've seen him do it.
Yeah. So, yeah, that colicking horse that stopped right away.
Exactly. You brought 10 minutes, he had a horse out of colic.
Yeah, it was
pretty
amazing.
Which can be a serious situation, folks. That was amazing. That was the first time I met him.
Yeah, that was fun. Anyway, so what you do is you go to my website at healingministryforanimals.com, and I have Fast Track 1, which is how to talk to me. If you want to talk to me, you click the button at the bottom of that little thing.
Because, you know, he does a free phone consultation.
Right.
You know, to...
Right.
And so is it option one? Is that what it says?
I call
it
Fast Track 1.
Fast Track 1.
You know,
okay.
Talk with me. Fast Track 2 is if you want to get started on helping your pet right away, you click on the little button. I think it says Learn More at the bottom of Fast Track 2, where I talk briefly about the Rasmussen Reset home video course.
Cool.
And you click through to that page and you can read that and click the Buy Now button. And what it does is it makes you a member of my Healing Ministry for Animals private association, and then the membership's $50, but the course is free. So there you go. And that's how we are able to sell it online now, is we do it that way. And it's all automated, so I don't have to get involved and get in the way and slow it down.
Yeah, and just so you know, kind of technically, the reason he has to go through all this rigmarole and have it set up this way and have a private member group is because, well, you know, the veterinary community in general is not real open to people that heal animals unless they're veterinarians. And they seem to think that they're the only ones on the planet that can heal animals. And so if someone gets good at healing animals and they're not a vet, well, guess what they try to do? They try to put you out of business.
Yeah, yeah. Okay? Well, I've been there and done that.
Yeah, exactly, which is why he's where he is now. So the way around that, and simply to keep them from trying to put him out of business, if he works through a private association, then it's okay and they can't mess with you.
Yes, members can work with members.
Members can work with members.
Yeah, I cannot work with the general public, so if you want to work with me, you have to become a member.
Right, but then it's no problem. So he just, you know, charges something up front. He used to charge $50 for the do-it-yourself program.
Yeah.
Now you play that to join the group, and then you get the program for free.
Yes.
So cost is the same. Mm-hmm. It's just paperwork sort of thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry that you have to go through all of that. But
there's good things about it, though. You know, I kind of like the sense of community now that we have.
And the group that, you know, that's really neat. And it's really wonderful to be able to have, you know, the skill to do, because you can not only do your own animals, you can do other people's animals in any situation. And I'm constantly saying, I think when we catch up with ourselves and really evolve, there'll be a best practitioner in every veterinary hospital. Mm-hmm. There'll be one at every zoo. There'll be one at every rescue, and for sure at rescue. Can you imagine what it would be like, all these traumatized animals, dogs and cats, that, you know, have been through the ringer and who knows what, and pretty much you could just probably go to any shelter or rescue and every animal's nervous system would be stuck.
Yeah.
Okay? Because, you know, it just makes total sense. What a difference would it make if there was a full-time best person there that could reset every animal every day, you know, or work on it regularly. And so they got reset and we could get that balance for them. And then they'd be so much easier to rehab and rehome and adjust.
Yes, indeed.
So that's my dream, is that there's those. So I think the way of the future is that every vet hospital, rescue, zoo, whatever, they need two additional employees. They need a best practitioner, but they also need an animal communicator. Mm-hmm. If you had those two components in all of those purviews, miracles will happen. Probably, though, there won't be as much veterinary medicine needed. So, you know, who knows? They'll probably try to shut all that down, too. But you never know. Maybe that at least they don't, you know, they used to be, you know, that if you were a chiropractor, you know, the world of official medicine, human medicine, I mean, what just really frowned on chiropractors, you were quacks.
Yeah.
That's right. And that's lightened up some. And then I think the field of chiropractic is more respected by the general medical field.
Yeah, they went through a process to get that way. My grandfather spent time in jail for practicing medicine without a license, just like I almost did.
Really?
For practicing veterinary medicine without a license.
Really?
When
your
you're
uncle?
Not doing anything medical at all, you know.
Just for doing this stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mom said that every time he would go give somebody a treatment, the sheriff would show up and take him to jail.
Is this a chiropractic treatment?
Yeah.
Wow. So this wasn't even Best.
No, this was
just a chiropractic.
Back in the day.
When was this?
That would have been in probably the 30s.
Wow.
Yeah.
And actually the sheriff would come if he was going to adjust somebody.
Yeah.
Well,
he would let him do the adjustment. Then he'd take
him
to
jail. Can you believe that, Nathan? I mean, that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, so we're improving slowly,
yeah.
you know, and we're getting it, or, you know, a little bit at a time. Now, chiropractic and like acupuncture was the same thing, but now that stuff has become more mainstream and more recognized. Mm-hmm. Well, this energy-based medicine, like, you know, Reiki, mm-hmm. The Best, that sort of thing, they all sound kind of woo-woo-ish for people, you know, that you mm-hmm. don't understand, but They're practices that anyone can be trained to do.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't something woo-woo that only Dr. Nels and Linda do.
Right.
You guys were trained by the Mortar Foundation, Dr. Mortar, who created this. And I could go, Nathan could go and take a class in bioenergetic synchronization technique. And Nathan could become a practitioner, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of hours of training. You know, I mean, you have to have the education, but this is a real science. And that's wonderful. So your website is all good to go. And
yeah, it's I really like what I did with it. It's I'm so glad I have the program I have, because it just was pretty easy and it navigates well.
Wonderful.
Go take a look, people. HealingMinistryForAnimals.com.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to check it out, because I haven't been to your website for a while, so I've got to check it out. All right, so finishing up on Easter a little bit, I just want to, just the precautions. Remember, with all the food and the eggs and all the stuff that's out, candies, pay attention to your dog friends and make sure that they don't have access to that kind of stuff. And, I was delighted to say, did you see in the news that somebody's finally going after some of these Easter candies and the Peeps to get them to take the red dye out and all of that? Because, you know, these dyes aren't any better for us than they are for our animal friends. And we don't need them in the, you know, you don't need those dyes. And we shouldn't be eating them like that. So that's a good thing. Be careful about some of the bows, the ribbons, and that kind of stuff in your cat friends, because, you know, they eat those, and that's surgery, because it gets tangled up in the intestinal tract. And then the big precaution, if by chance you do have house rabbits or pet rabbits, every once in a while people get in trouble at Easter, because, you know, you get the Easter baskets for the kids, and it has that fake grass in it that then you put the eggs on and stuff and decorate the Easter baskets. Well, I even actually know of a true story of a kid that didn't know any better and thought, oh, great Easter grass, I'll put this in for my rabbit as bedding. And so the rabbit can have an Easter basket, okay? Rabbit ate the fake grass, killed rabbit. Mm. So don't put the fake Easter grass in with your rabbits, because they'll eat it and kill them. And, and by the way, spay and neuter your rabbits these days. So I think that's... And if you're sharing food with your dog friends, people food, real food, there's no problem sharing real food with your animal friends. As long as it's good, healthy food. If it's good for you, it's probably good for them. And you just don't want to overdo it and overload them with stuff they're not used to. If you're having something that has a lot of fat and gristle and all the junk we don't like, well, often we pass that on to the dogs. If they're big dogs, that's not necessarily such a problem, but it's a good idea to not give it all at once, is to dole it out slowly. But you got to be very careful with your little dogs, because it's much more likely they can have a reaction and a pancreatitis or something like that. So you got to be very cautious about handing out leftovers, and you don't want to do the stuff you wouldn't eat, the fat and all of that, to your little dogs, because they're a lot more reactive. My Robbie, 75-pound golden, you know, he had some, you know, a little bit, it wouldn't be any big deal for him. But a little dog, it could be. So just be careful about that sort of stuff. Okay. So that leaves me, where does that leave me? Oh, Hummer updates. Have you got hummingbirds, Linda?
Oh, yes.
I was going to say, I think finally my whole hummingbird situation has balanced out and is kind of back to normal. So I have, and my plan for this year seems to be working. Remember last year, you know, I had all kinds of annas. I had five feeders, but the annas are there all year round. The roofies come in the early spring, and the rufous hummingbirds are generally more aggressive. And what happened last year is the roofies stayed. We had battles between the annas and the roofies. They went away, had their babies. They all came back, and so there was even more of them. And so big battles, and the rufuses ended up chasing off all the annas. And then they left for the winter, so I had very few annas. So I don't have as many birds as I did last year. But I do have annas, and I had a pair of roofies come in. Well, my plan, and talking to Natasha about it, we decided, well, that I could put some feeders on the perimeter out farther. So I added two more feeders farther away from the house. And seems to have solved the problems. I don't see them out there using it a lot, but it seems to me there's so many places for them to choose that I have seen absolutely zero fighting or guarding between the hummers, because, you know, the annas will use one side of the house and the roofies on the other, and then back and forth. I've even seen them, a male roofie and anna, of them coming together at the feeder, and instead of fighting and trying to chase one another off, one of them voluntarily goes to another feeder. So that seems to be an answer, more feeders and out on the perimeter. Now, and then, as I remember last year, about this time or whatever, you know, going into the, once the roofies came in, there was a period of time where they started draining the feeders, drinking and drinking and drinking. And I was refilling feeders all the time. And then you remember last year, Linda, then they were gone. They just disappear and they're gone for a while. Well, then we learned when I researched that they stop feeding when they hatch their babies and raise their little babies. So for a few weeks, you don't see them very much. Then they come back with all their babies. That was a hoot, because out of all the babies trying, they don't fight with each other at all. And they all wand on the feeder at the same time, and everybody's. So that's why I got the bigger, flatter feeders now. So I can't wait to have the babies come in, because I've got seats for all of them at the table now. But anyway, well, I'll tell you where I am right now, just so you all know. We're in the drain the feeder time, and they are draining them like crazy. And so I just had to fill up one last night, and I almost every day I'm adding stuff. So I know it's only a matter of time until I'm going to be filling and filling and filling the feeders, and all of a sudden they're going to be gone. So are yours draining your feet, drinking more right now?
They are.
Okay,
yeah.
So you're, and because you're down.
We're in South Seattle,
and yeah. I'm up more. So yeah. We seem to be on the same schedule then.
Yeah,
that's good. Okay. All right, so Hummer update is good. We need to take care of advertisers before we run out of time. And we'll come back with a quick current events. And then maybe I want to run this documentary about it, because I was shocked and it was really fascinating. Anyway, and it kind of relates. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues with current events and more discussion. Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen are here. Straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cat's not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Be sure to support the sponsors of your favorite shows on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down our Easter Sunday edition of Animal World. But we're here till noon, and we're here 9 a.m. to noon every Sunday right here at Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Again, check out our wonderful NuPro supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets, and you can read all about them on the website. And then you can find the dog supplements usually in local pet stores, but you can buy everything on Amazon, so check them out, NuProSupplements.com. And remember, Jude Ponton, our sound healer, is available. Whispering Dragon's in her home now in Shoreline. It's a great location, fabulous energy. She can work with you in person or remotely. Give her a call, 206-706-2836. And how about we take care of current events? On the current events calendar, Corey, first and foremost, please go to 1150kknw.com, fill out the annual quick listener survey, and sign up for winning Victoria Clipper tickets and free food at Famous Dave's restaurant, $100 worth. And gosh, Linda Rasmussen is still available and giving away a free session, introductory session, to anybody that calls or text her at the number I'm going to send you, and you can see her in person at the Interspace facility, the old Rainier Brewery, or remotely. She'd like to see more of you in person, but remote is good too. And the number to call or text her if you want a freebie. Now, you can't be already a client. You have to be a new one. But if you haven't had, if you're a new one, you call or text 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. Let's see, coming up at the Northwest Stream Center, great presentation, April 15th from 1 to 3 p.m., Native Pollinators. Speaking of, Dr. Nels was talking about, he's got flowers, that he's got hummers coming to already, and some kind of bush or tree that you got going. Anyway, this is a class, Garden and Habitat Restoration with Julie O'Donnell, Wildlife Habitat Steward and Native Plant Specialist. She'll be at Northwest Dream Center Saturday, April 15th, 1 to 5. You can purchase tickets online or call 425-315-8592. It's $5 if you're a member, $7 if you're not. And the other last, just details for you. Tuxes and Tales is coming up. Will be Saturday, May 13th. It starts at 5:30. It'll be at Magnuson Park, Hangar 30. Again this year. Now, here's the new stuff. It says, purchase your Tuxes and Tales tickets or tables by April 16th and get a special invitation for a ladies' night styling party at Armoire Go from 6 to 8 p.m. on April 19th. You can find your perfect outfit for tuxes and tails. Apparently, they rent evening wear. Never occurred to me to rent something to go to. Yeah, but I guess I just don't run with that crowd. Now, there was a number of years back in the beginnings with Tuxes and Tails and that runway. I was a celebrity guest, and I did walk the runway. And I was either in a tux that they would set us up for, but we would do things. They would dress us up. One year, Seattle Rep Theater took us. We got to go there, and then their makeup and dress department. You know, I mean, and so we got to choose outfits and pick. Well, they put me in. It was lingerie and long pink flowing, and it was from a play that they had done. That the star of the play was my cousin, former cousin-in-law and dear friend, and you hear about her a lot these days, Jean Smart.
Oh, yeah.
You know who Jean, uh-huh. Jean Smart? Uh-huh. Well, she was married to my cousin. And so we've been dear friends for many, many years. He passed away a long time ago. But anyway, I got to wear one of Jean's costumes on the runway for Tuxes and Tails. So
wow.
Anyway,
yeah.
If you're interested in Tuxes and Tails and you want to do a rental and have the freestyling thing, you got to sign up by April 16th. And then if you're a lady, you get to go. They didn't say anything about guys, so I don't know. There could be something going on there, you know. But anyway, if you're a lady, you get to go. So I think that catches you up on the big current stuff for current events. We don't have a lot of time left here, but I just want to mention this to you, Dr. Nails. I watched last night. I didn't watch Animal TV. I flipped, and I found This Is Life with Lisa Ling.
Ooh.
She does an hour documentary about different stuff. Well, when I flipped and started watching the show, she said it was about psychedelic drugs. Well, I grew up in that age, mm-hmm. you know, and I have a real bad psychedelics, you know, bad, bad, bad. I mean, I watched friends, well, I didn't actually watch them, but know of friends who jumped out of windows. And all I remember is LSD and that it being really, really bad. And the paper I wrote in senior of high school was on drug abuse. And my friends were all doing it, but I never did and all of that. So I don't have any experience with psychedelics and my senses are bad. So then something said, watch this. And it was a whole documentary, a whole story on how now after all these years, that finally they're doing the study on the research on these psychedelics. And they're making phenomenal strides treating humans with PTSD mm-hmm. and depression. Mm-hmm. Now, see, what was made me think about it is because, Dr. Nelson, Linda, your best work mm-hmm. helps a lot mm-hmm. with PTSD and depression mm-hmm. sort of
right.
stuff.
Yeah.
Well, she highlighted three cases. One was the first one was MDMA. MDMA it involved a woman, long history of PTSD, and you know they told the whole story and all of that. But this MDMA, she would go in with this research team of psychologists for all the work, and they did three treatments where she was there, they gave it to her, and then they did it three times like a month apart. Got it. And she's just great. Anyway, it worked for, you know, and this was, you know, this is after years, and you could only qualify for these tests and these studies if, you know, you've been really screwed up for like ever and you've tried every drug on the planet already in terms of the psychotropics and you've done all of that. But now you're off of all that stuff, but you still have PTSD and depressed and you're in really bad. Then you qualify for these things. So anyway, that was really impressive. They didn't say how much it cost, though. Now, then the next one they did was psilocybin for mushroom. And they told another story of a guy who same thing. And he was on death. Anyway, but with the psilocybin, they can't really legally get it. But you can grow it. You can grow the mushrooms yourself at home. And so they showed how he did that and all of that. And it was really easy. It cost less than $500 to set up the growing thing. Mm-hmm. And then he made his own psilocybin capsules and was taking micro doses, mm-hmm. like one capsule, micro dose, like every 3 days or something. Anyway, he's fine, and it solved all of his problems. And his cancer even didn't go away, but it doesn't bother him anymore. And anyway, he's still alive, and he was supposed to be dead. So that was really impressive and cheap. And then the third one they did was ketamine. And it was a suicide for suicide patients and all of that. That was way more expensive, and it was an injection that was given period. Now, they did have a case where it did help, and then 8 months later, he went back for another dose and that. But I really was the MDMA and the psilocybin, what they said, that really got me thinking, gee, if I were in that position, this sounds like the way of the future. But they were talking about how these drugs do something in the brain that stops things. And they're not doing therapy while they're in there, but it's like the patient's healing themselves and what they experience and this sort of thing. And I wondered, how would that relate to when you reset the nervous system? And is that anchored in the brain somewhere?
Well,
and,
speaking as a person who actually did do psilocybin.
okay.
It you have an experience that has emotional tones to it. And it's very real. And it feels like, I actually felt like I was changed from doing that. So I guess I would say I can see how this could have healing benefits.
Well, what I was thinking last night is, geez, maybe the combination of the neuroenergetic balancing along with, you know, psychologists monitoring the psychedelic thing, God, that might heal the planet. So anyway, it seems to me that there might be a reason to combine these things, but I wouldn't dismiss I think they explained how it all kind of went off the rails back in the 60s because people were using it recreationally, not for healing, and so many, it was caused a lot of trouble. So we made it all illegal, and we all anyway. But now that's changing because there's some good to be had there. So it really awakened me, and so you might want to watch that Life with Lisa Ling, the one that's about the psychedelics, because boy, it was eye opening for me. Anyway, it looks like we're out of time, and so next week. Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and Talk to Your Animals or Human Loved Ones, and Personal Awareness Coaching with Natasha. So plan to join us and call in with your questions for either one of us or free readings with Natasha. And golly, thank you so much, Dr. Nels and Dr. Nels Rasmussen, Healing Ministry for Animals, Linda Rasmussen, Vertical Energy Worldwide, but call her for a free session, 206-841-1992. Nathan, thank you so much. See, and he's just, what do you think he's doing? He's rolling his fingers and saying, just shut up, Martha. get on with it. So anyway, thank you so much for spending your Easter Sunday morning with us. And I hope to have you here again next week. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart. Share your love with all living things. Have a wonderful, blessed Sunday afternoon, Easter, and I'll talk to you again next week.